Welcome to Ask and It Is Given. For almost 20 years, Esther and Jerry Hicks have brought forward the evolved consciousness collectively known as Abraham to audiences worldwide. These energies speak through Esther as they answer questions and offer teachings from their non-physical perspective. In the next hour, you'll hear Esther Hicks and Abraham explain many powerful laws of the universe and answer questions from audience members. Today's show is recorded in Buffalo, New York in 2001.
Good morning. We are extremely pleased that you are here. It is good to come together for the purpose of co-creating. Do you agree? You're knowing what you're wanting? It moves about a bit. You are appreciating the contrast of your time and place? Not really. You're understanding that out of contrast is born desire. Sometimes you're able to verbalize or articulate your desire more succinctly than others, but whether you're able to put words to it or not, as contrast happens and you are exposed to it, out of that contrast is always born desire. And the desire that is born is a magnificent thing because as it rises up within you, even if you don't talk about it, Source energy receives fully the content of your asking and answers it immediately. So, most humans do not realize the extraordinary benefit that contrasting experiences provide because most have not personally, in their physical human form, come to the place of remembering or realizing that every time an asking occurs, an answering occurs too. So what we are saying to you is that in significant time of contrast, and we would say that many of you are within it here, in significant time of contrast, there is significant asking and there is significant answering. And that answering is source energy that you all utilize for the creation of all that you are about. It is an interesting thing to watch you in your time of significant contrast because while the asking is greater and therefore the answering is greater, you're understanding what we mean by that, aren't you? There are only three parts to the creative process. The first step is the asking, and you cannot help but do that. Contrast provides that for you. The second part is the answering, and that's not your work. Source energy does the answering, always, every time, no exception. And the third part is that those who are asking must be in the place of vibrationally receiving that which they are asking for. And that's really what we are wanting to talk with you about today, as always. Because when you're in the place of vibrationally receiving that which you're asking for, you thrive. You feel good in the moment. You fulfill your reason for being. You complete the three-part cycle of deliberate creation. But when you ask and you hold yourself still in the dialogue of the contrast that caused you to ask, so that the emotion that is within you is one of fear or blame or hatred or dissatisfaction, then you hold yourself vibrationally apart from the very thing you're asking for. It is of such advantage to you when you discover the freedom that comes from practicing so that you can find it anytime you want, your feeling of positive emotion. Because in your feeling of positive emotion, you are in the state of allowing the well-being that the contrast has encouraged you to ask for to begin with. It is always exhilarating to interact with leading-edge creators like you, who are literally standing out here on the leading edge of thought, with exposure to ever new circumstances that produce within you ever new desires. For that is the reason that you came forth in this time, space, reality. You said, what an opportunity to be exposed to so many others with such diversity, such balance of desire, giving opportunity for such fantastic new thought. And as the new thought is born, and the source energy responds to it, and the universe expands, I, you said, in my human form, will utilize the guidance system that I am born with to continually, on a moment-to-moment basis, bring myself back again and again and again into alignment with who I am and into alignment with that which I am desiring. So you came forth feeling no risk in the variety of intentions, because you understood that an attempt to contain intentions, first of all, would be futile because it cannot be done, and secondly, would be limiting even if it could be done. Instead, you understood that the variety of intentions, even when those intend other than that which you would choose for them to intend, the variety of those intentions adds to the balance of the whole and puts each of you, each other of you, in the position of clearly identifying your own clear-minded desire. And further, and most significantly, you understood that any time a desire is born within you, you as an individual or you as a collective consciousness, that when desire is born within you from any place you stand in contrast, that then that new desire is answered. So you understood that there could be no risk. You understood that if contrast became so extreme that it produced within you a clear acknowledgement that what was going on could not be endured, you knew that a new, clear, fresh, powerful desire would be born out of that, and that instantaneously source energy would begin to answer it. You knew that in time of conflict or war, even dramatic exposure to such a thing, you knew from your broader non-physical perspective that in the midst of that extraordinary, outrageous experience would be born within you and others a desire for well-being that would then be answered. And you knew, therefore, that there could be no risk to you as an individual or to you as a people, because you understood that all that would be necessary for you to be the receivers of the desire that was born from the conflict would be that you as the individual would find alignment with your own desire. It has been interesting to monitor the energy of your planet over the last few days. Rocket of desire, the likes of which we have never witnessed, shooting forth. So more asking than ever before. And therefore, more source energy response than ever before. And now it's up to you, individually, to decide how much of that extraordinary well-being that is being answered in response to your request you are going to let in. It's always easier to understand the creative process in times of faster moving energy. Because in times of faster moving energy, your guidance system is keener. So you can feel more easily whether you're up to speed with your own desire or whether you're not. We are eager to talk with you about anything that is important to you. Whatever's on your mind will be addressed whether you sit in the hot seat and speak to us or not. It is our desire, as always, to assist you in finding vibrational harmony with your desire. You're ready to begin? Begin wherever you're wanting. We'll call you one at a time to come forward. Begin right here. Then right here. Then second row right here. Yes.
Last year I studied hypnotherapy. And I only have about 100 hours of clinical experience so far. And just to give everybody a little insight, the waking state, the brain cycles at 14 to 20 cycles per second. And this alpha state, which is the mystical state of hypnosis, the brain is cycling from 7 to 14 cycles per second. And the magic of hypnosis occurs in this alpha state when suggestions are given to the person, and apparently these suggestions, they're like seeds and they take root in your subconscious and they grow into new behavior. I've seen a lot of miraculous things happen in my office because I'm applying the Abraham principles while the person is in this relaxed state. That's what I've experienced. Is there anything magical about this alpha state?
Here's the assignment that we would like to give to you. Try to equate that with the idea of lesser or greater resistance. And think about the beginning of sleep state and later on in sleep state. Or if you could compare what is happening during the meditation state. We think that what they are discovering is times of lesser or times of greater resistance. Also, we would say to you that in comparison with full conscious focused in a time of no resistance, hypnosis is insignificant by comparison. But if you are talking to someone who in their wake state is really resistant, then it may be that the only time that they can make any headway is in their non-resistant sleep state or in their non-resisted meditation state. But it's all about the degree of resistance, every bit of it.
Okay, that
yes.
makes perfect sense.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Indeed. Yes, indeed.
Good morning, Abraham. I wanted specifically to ask about the recent situation in New York and Washington. I'm from Canada and have three children and a grandchild who live in the States. And my one daughter flies a lot for her job. And so when I heard about, all I heard was the States have been attacked and they're at war. And I was at a friend's, so I jumped in the car to go home, hoping to use the phone to contact my kids. And because my daughter flies so much, and at that point we didn't know anything other than what I had heard, I was talking to myself, attempting to soothe myself by saying things like, well, chances are she's in the office this week, she's not in the air somewhere. She's okay. I know she just got back from a long trip, so I'm sure she's probably on the ground. But I knew while I was saying those soothing words, I was like jello inside. And it wasn't until I got home and heard from her that she was fine, and that, in fact, all my kids were fine, that I relaxed and thought, oh, everything really is all as well. It really is all well. But would I have been better in those moments in the car before I had heard to focus on something else entirely differently than that, just even focusing on driving the car to get home? Would that have been a better choice in order to align?
The answer certainly is yes. In fact, we know that you know the answer even before you ask the question. But let's talk for a moment about why that is. First, we want to say to you, we would never ask you, because it is an impossible thing, we would never ask you to contemplate something which is the opposite of what you want and expect you, or ask you to expect yourself, not to feel negative emotion in the focusing upon it, because you would be asking your guidance system to be different than it is. In other words, when you hear information, and then you take that general information and you apply it specifically and personally to your own desires, as you did, as you think in terms of someone you love and their well-being. And then, without spending much time on it, you easily extrapolate the consequences and imagine the worst. It is no wonder you turn to Jell-O. Many of you would say, but it is much easier for me to ignore or to imagine good things when everything seems to be going smoothly in our world, in our part of the world, than when we are hearing information that seems to the contrary. You've heard us say for a long time that it is always easier to learn about your guidance system and find your balance in times of less turmoil, because once you have those processes within you, a sort of reserve of well-being within you, then it is more easy to bring yourself back to your place of well-being even in times of greater turmoil. But it doesn't matter whether the turmoil is great or small. We see you, not just you, but all of you, turning to Jell-O while you are watching horrible movies, or while you are reading a depiction of horrible things that have happened before. And of course, it becomes greater the more you personalize it. In other words, if you're reading a history book about something that happened in the past, you're less likely to feel fearful about it than if you are reading something about something that is happening today or happening close to where you are. Or even reading some prophecy of that which is to come is more frightening sometimes than reading the history of that which happened. But what we're giving to you here, and your question is a very good one, and our answer is a very good one. You cannot focus upon that which you do not want and feel anything less than negative emotion, because your guidance system is set up differently from that. We think it is an interesting thing. Many of you have been listening to us for some time, and you are understanding that the more you want something, then the more thought or conversation about the opposite of it is going to feel bad to you, because the more you want something, the more source energy is flowing through you. And the more source energy is flowing through you, then the more you feel the resistance to that source energy when you focus in opposition to it. Think about what fear is. Fear is the emotion that comes forth within you when you are choosing a thought in this moment that is not up to speed with the desire that you hold. So the experience that you are talking about caused stronger than ever desire to be focused within you. The stronger desire had already been focused globally, so faster energy was moving, and when you choose a thought that is off kilter from your desire, you're going to feel it, and you're going to feel it stronger. It is, in fact, the reason that the word terror or terrorist or terrorizing is such an appropriate word, because it is not only in the action that you witness or in the act that you hear about. It is in the then speculation that begins to run rampant. The power of the terrorists is much greater in things that never come to be than it ever is of the things that do come to be, because humans quickly, often, begin to focus in exaggerated fashion on all of the possible things that they have ever heard about, and they then empower, it doesn't actually give the terrorist power, but it gives the terrorist power in the sense that it disempowers them, which is what the terrorist has in mind to begin with. In other words, the terrorist doesn't care the means with which you fall to your knees, you see. And so that's why we say, when you come to realize that well-being abounds, even though sometimes it's harder to hear than others, and that source energy is always flowing to you, and that you can regain your balance. In other words, you regained your balance because you received information about the condition that soothed you. But what we are wanting to say to you is, it is possible to regain your balance even if the soothing information does not come to you, because the desire to be soothed is now an asking that is rocketing out of you, and it is certainly being answered, and with minimal effort to get back into connection, you do. This is an opportunity as great as we've ever seen for our physical friends to discover, finally, personally, what the art of allowing really is. Because even though many have been hearing us talking about it for some time, it is important to recognize that what many often do, even in their attempt at discovering the art of allowing, what they really say is, well, let's just control the conditions. And when the conditions have been contained, then in my awareness of the contained conditions, then I will feel better. And we say, it is a great benefit to you when you finally discover that it's not your job, it's not even possible to contain the conditions. And if you need the conditions to be contained in order to feel better, then you will never feel better for very long. But when you discover that you can come into balance no matter what, then you are finally free. And no terrorist will ever have any effect in your experience. And law of attraction will always put you in vibrational manifestations that match the balance that you have discovered. And that is happening always. In other words, there is never, ever anything that occurs outside the dramatic and specific and powerful and perfect law of attraction. Never, ever. Sometimes physical friends say, well, those words don't exactly soothe me very much because I'm not really sure, all that sure, about how I or we as a collective consciousness have been vibrating. You don't need to worry about anyone but your own vibration. And if you pay attention to the way you feel and just keep working to bring yourself back into balance as things happen around you or as you have awareness about them, what you will begin to notice is that well-being is where you are. And it is also helpful to recognize that very small numbers of those who are connected to source energy have huge influence in terms of the balance of things. Yes.
You have said, I believe, in the past that people who die or croak, as you elegantly put it, decide at some level to do that. It is not really an accident.
Never, never an accident.
And I'm finding it difficult to get my intellect around a big event, such as 2 weeks ago, when over perhaps 6,000 people die at one time in what seems to us an extremely sudden and precipitous way.
There are a number of things that we are wanting to chew on here relative to what you are asking about. We're going to make some statements of that which we are knowing to be, and then we will come back around to the specifics of what you are asking. Do you acknowledge that contrast does produce desire? And that desire is the summoning of the energy of the universe. So, can you feel how, relative to the events that you are talking about, that this dramatic contrasting experience has caused an extraordinary summoning of desire by millions who are aware of it? So, can you feel how the answering source energy is dramatically more as a result of something like this than under normal conditions?
Absolutely.
As we sense the vibration of your planet,
Stay with us for more of Ask and It Is Given, a live lecture brought through Esther Hicks from the evolved consciousness collectively known as Abraham. To learn more about Esther Hicks and Abraham, visit hayhouse.com.
Thanks for listening to HayHouseRadio.com.
This is Crystal Andrus, host of the Crystal Andrus Show here on HayHouseRadio.com, and I have something really special I'd love to share with you. Come join me every Wednesday evening for the next 12 weeks, beginning on May 2nd, for the 12-week Total Transformation Telecourse. It's a 12-week course devoted to you. For details and to register, please visit my website at www.crystalandrus.com.
You're invited to join five Hay House authors on an Eastern Caribbean health and healing cruise November 10th through the 17th. Sail away with Crystal Andrus, Peggy McCall, Dr. Darren Weissman, and medical intuitives Carol Reitberger and Caroline Sutherland on this Caribbean adventure in health and healing. Visit www.reitberger.com, R-I-T-B-E-R-G-E-R.com for more information or for online registration.
Are you an archive member? Our free archives area means you can listen to almost 2,000 hours of past programming from Dr. Wayne Dyer, Doreen Virtue, Debbie Ford, Summer McStravick, and your other favorite shows. You can either download the audio file to your desktop so you can burn it to a CD, or you can listen to a streaming MP3 where there's no downloading involved. Choose the best option based on your internet connection speed and operating system. So take advantage of this terrific resource today at HayHouseRadio.com.
Enjoy the loving and fulfilling relationships that you long for. Best-selling authors Gary Zukav and Linda Francis will give you all the tools you need to transform every relationship into spiritual partnerships of ever-increasing joy, co-creativity, vitality, and love at their new Spiritual Partnership for Couples Weekend on August 11th through the 12th in Seattle. Develop spiritual partnerships that will last a lifetime. Ask about special couples discounts. For details, visit HayHouse.com.
Would you like to give a gift from the heart and soul? Shop the online store, www.johnholland.com, for the perfect gift for yourself or someone special. You'll find all of John's latest book releases, as well as unique gifts to help create your own personal spiritual sanctuary. Check out limited edition prints, nightlights, incense, and more. Also, all the latest information about John's upcoming workshops to help you continue your personal growth. Log on today, www.johnholland.com.
Cecilia, Amazing Grace. Available at HayHouse.com.
Hello, I'm Louise Hay. Congratulations, you found us. Welcome to HayHouseRadio.com, radio for your soul.
We now return to Ask and It Is Given, a live lecture from Esther Hicks as she channels a group of evolved beings collectively known as Abraham.
We have noticed something that we think is going to surprise you as you hear it here, and please you if you are understanding it in the way that we are, and that is the resistance of your planet today is not greater than it was prior to September 11 events. It's just about different subject now. Can you hear that? In other words, that's a really significant thing to hear, because what that means is the contrast is doing what it always does. It is clarifying the focus of desire. So desire is shooting out of all of you. Source energy is answering that desire. And the resistance is not greater than it was before. It's just about different subjects. So the net result is an advantageous experience for all who allow it to be that for them. We're just wanting to sort of soften the blow of all of that before we move forward. Now, coming back to the specifics of your question, give it to us again here.
Well, it has to do with the individuals who were affected directly and who died during that attack, and with the concept that at some level we choose when we're going to die, that in one sense you've said over and over again that there is no real, that every death is a suicide.
In the sense that it is always chosen,
yes.
Vibrationally, yes?
Yes. So I guess I'm trying to capture that idea. I can, when one person dies in an accident, I can see that, or I can understand it. But the magnitude of the number seemed to be overwhelming that concept.
It's an interesting thing. When you contemplate, there were early reports that the occupation of just those two buildings was how much?
Several, 20,000 or...
And the number of those who are missing or already discovered as dead is
6,500, something like that.
And so even as you are measuring those statistics, you're realizing that something was afoot. In other words, as you begin to hear stories of people who were supposed to be there and weren't, who
right.
It is our knowing that if you had access to the personal history of everyone involved, it would be easier for you to receive the answer that we're going to give you here. Now, as you're looking for these vibrational matches, the thing that's tricky about it is that there's a tendency to assume that everyone who makes their transition in a situation like that must not have been vibrating where they were wanting to vibrate. And that is not an accurate assumption either. In other words, when you think about the World Trade Center itself and you acknowledge that it has been a target before, that there have been experiences there before where trauma has surrounded it before, then it's not difficult to understand that some who are there may be still offering some similar vibration around that. When you think about the turmoil that has been happening around the airlines, when you think about the air rage that has been pulsing, in other words, as you have access to specific information about many factors that all culminated in that, as you address it from your knowledge of law of attraction, suddenly things come more into clear view. Now, since it is not possible for us to take the time to identify the energy of every person, and yet we know it is awkward and uncomfortable for you to just take at face value our words that say law of attraction is always unfolding exactly in accordance with the laws of the universe. In other words, there is never an exception to that. Pinpoint, if you can, in light of what you've just heard from us here, your greatest confusion about this?
I think it's just the magnitude of numbers, which I realize. I think it's just the enormity from.
We are not wanting to diminish the importance of this, and we are certainly not wanting to be disrespectful of that which has happened. But there have been far greater numbers that have made their transition simultaneously than that on many occasions due to cataclysmic events, earthquake activity, volcanic activity. But the biggest difference here is that when it happens of something that you call natural causes, where an earthquake causes a city to tumble down, there is not blame that is immediately associated. In other words, the energy of your planet goes more to the reconstruction and more to the soothing, where in a situation like this, where it feels to so many that there is so much blame to be pointed, that it serves as a stronger, longer catalyst for some to be disconnected. But as far as the transitioning into the non-physical, what is your question about that?
I don't have a question about it. Now that you have put out these comments to me.
How would it be that so many would find themselves a vibrational match to something? That's what vibrational matches are about.
Yeah.
The thing that most do not realize is that all of the elements that have culminated in that exaggerated experience have been percolating. In other words, it has been in the making. In other words, you don't just wake up one morning and be vibrating happily ever after and then walk into a situation like that. It does not happen that way. You don't just wake up one morning vibrating happily ever after and find yourself working in a building where previous bomb threats have even happened. There's a sensitivity that is within you that when you are connected to source energy, your sensitivity. Sometimes, especially in the beginning, when people think in terms of connecting to source energy, wanting source energy to be a sort of guidance, there is a sort of implied belief that says something like, oh good, now I have guidance. I will be able to watch out for buildings falling down, or I will be able to watch out for pitfalls that might be uncomfortable for me. But as you connect with source energy, what you begin to notice is that source energy is not guiding you away from catastrophe. Source energy is always calling you toward the well-being that you've been asking for. But the big question that we've been asking in this workshop for some time is, but are you listening? Are you receiving? Are you following? And so many of our physical human friends are not reaching for what feels best. They have learned to endure the uncomfortable. And so they are not really keenly aware of their guidance system. Our friend earlier is talking about his supreme sensitivity to energy. And it is no wonder that that is happening with many of you, because the energy is moving so quickly in these days. So Jerry and Esther have been asked by many who have been close to them, because they've been saying for the last several months, we've decided not to fly. And they purchased this monster bus to move about the country in. And last year, they flew some long flights and drove the bus to many others. But this year, when they established the schedule, Jerry established it so that it did not require even one flight. And even as he's scheduled for next year, he scheduled it so that it did not require a flight. So people are saying to Jerry and Esther, did Abraham tell you that this was going to happen? And so you were just wise enough to stay on the ground so that there would be no possibility of any trouble? And they said, no, not at all. We were not running away from catastrophe. We just wanted the comfort of being in control of our own experience. We spent too many extra hours in layovers in the airport. There were too many flights that were canceled that didn't feel comfortable to us. And each time that happened, a rocket of desire shot out of us that said, we want to find a way that we can get around and see all of these people that we love and have these workshops that we feel are of value and have ease about it at the same time. And so the ideas kept unfolding that were leading them to something that felt better and better and better. So what what we're getting at here is that as you become sensitive to feeling good, and feeling good becomes your ultimate desire, and you are willing to follow the thoughts and actions and words that feel good as you are speaking them or thinking them or performing them, what happens is you never find yourself, if you are selfish enough to always reach for what feels good, you never find yourself numbed enough that you don't recognize the... Now, what happens with many is that even when they get close to something, in other words, all of you could potentially be on your way, even in this moment, to something that would not please you. But what happens is the closer you get to the culmination of something that does not please you, the more you begin to feel the vibration about it. And so the more you are then be able to make your statements of desire and gently bring yourself into alignment with what you are wanting. And so when something like this happens, we would say that without exception, those that are having the experience are a vibrational match to it. Now, it is not difficult for you in some cases to recognize the vibrational match. And in the cases where you cannot figure it out, we would not spend too much time trying to figure it out, but we would spend time trying to accept the fact that there is a vibrational match in there somewhere. There are some who are very close to pure positive energy, who are exhilarated about the idea of moving on, who did not specifically have things that were calling them here in a very powerful way. In other words, there are endless intentions that are a part of all of that. Sometimes when you look at the fireman or the policeman and you say, it is an extraordinary tragedy, and we say, but are there any among you that are a closer vibrational match to that than those who have made it their life's work to be in the midst of all of that? And you say, yes, but still, it doesn't sound right. Certainly they would not have intended to have an experience like that. And we say, it is not possible for anyone to know what anybody else is feeling or wanting about something. As you watch the funerals and you see the feeling of pride and the feeling of appreciation, there are many very well-intentioned and very well-meaning and very well-acted emotions that are within all of you that add up to these events, you see. So sometimes when something like this happens, and then Abraham says, or anyone who understands law of attraction says, there are no accidents, everything is a vibrational match, then sometimes students of deliberate creation begin to worry because they're not all that sure where their vibration is. How do we know how we're vibrating? And we say, it is our promise to you that you would know. There is not one of you in this room that could have been moving toward an experience like you're describing here and not have some sense of either being powerfully called somewhere else or at least being slowed. In other words, you would literally feel your feeling of it oneness with whatever that activity is. And even as we were talking earlier to our friend about not trying to orchestrate all of it, to just get in a happy place and trust that the universe will orchestrate it so that there are trains that are late or there is delay in traffic or there is something else that is necessary or there is a telephone call that comes or there is an impulse or a thought that takes you someplace else. And the most significant thing that we want to say to you is that in the event that you are not in alignment with remaining physical and you are following impulses that make you part of that transitioning into non-physical, there is ultimately no better choice than that. And it is a choice that every one of you will be making at some point in time. The greater thing that we're wanting to talk about when something like this happens is the greater issue, that perhaps the greatest issue of all is the huge cry of no that comes forth from so many of you about the subject of death, which is your inevitable future. In other words, that is the greater discomfort in all of this, that so many are standing in a place and saying, not only do I not want to go like that, I don't want to go at all. In fact, most people are not saying necessarily, I don't want to go like that, because what a way to go. Most people, instead of saying, I don't want to go like that, are saying, I don't want to go at all. I don't ever want to go. I don't ever want to make my transition. In fact, many would say, I'm so sure that I don't want to go like that, that
I will contract some slow-moving, deadly disease. And little by little by little, I will make my decision that I would rather make my transition. In other words, we are not wanting to be unkind here or insensitive to what so many of you are feeling, but we are very much wanting you to put this death thing in the proper perspective. You are all going to die. Except there is no death. You're all going to make your transition, you see. You're all going to make your transition into non-physical. It is time to stop making your transition into non-physical sound like a subject that is uncomfortable and begin acknowledging that it is something that happens to everyone, you see. It will help you. Not because we think that there are more airplanes crashing into more buildings and because we think all of you need to be more sensitive to your emotions so that you can guide yourself into safe havens. That is not what we believe at all, and it is not what we're speaking here at all. But what we are saying to all of you is this death thing is so misunderstood that you use it to torture yourself never endingly and absolutely unnecessarily. So let's recap. How is it that so many people could be a vibrational match to the same thing at the same time? And we say, it's happening every day around your planet. Only most of you are a vibrational match to relative well-being. Some of you are a vibrational match to extraordinary well-being. And we cannot say that everyone that made their transition in this experience of September 11th was not a vibrational match to absolute well-being. In other words, some of them were, you say. Have you given any thought to your transition?
Yes.
Jerry's thought a lot about it. For a while, he was going to do several somersaults off of a very tall building. Because he really likes that, but he has never had a long way to go. And he can do three or four off of a high board or into a net, but the idea of that is rather thrilling. Esther has more or less talked him out of that. There are those who feel such fulfillment of life and such connection to source energy who understand that there is no separation between what is physical and non-physical, who understand that there is not even a lapse in consciousness, that it is a matter of closing one's eyes in this dimension and literally opening one's eyes in the other dimension. And that truly is how all death is, no matter how it looks up to that point. The reemergence into source energy is always a delightful thing. So what do you think is behind the trauma of the subject of so many people making their transition at one time? Why do you think you wanted to talk about it?
I think it's the shock of it. Because it seems to appear, you know, instantaneously. I think it was the shock of it. And what might have been. Like, I have a son who took that same flight from Boston to the West Coast periodically. He wasn't on it that morning. And one thinks, what if, you know, what if?
And so we'd go back to what we were talking about earlier. Is this something that you would say yes to? And you say, absolutely not. It isn't something that I would say yes to. And then we say, then why entertain the thought at all? And you say, well, because the thought's out there and because people are thinking about it, there are all kinds of thoughts that are beginning to surface of things that might happen. In other words, what might happen? What might they do next? How might we next be shocked about all of this? And what we're wanting you to realize is that the well-being is so powerful. And then friends will say, well, the well-being may be powerful, but this was a shocking evidence that didn't feel like well-being. And we say, rather than calling it shocking evidence that doesn't feel like well-being, let's call it shocking evidence of law of attraction, or let's call it natural evidence of law of attraction. And then let's think about the things that are happening around the planet by law of attraction all the time, and recognize that there are more deaths by virtue of cars on the freeways globally, that because they are happening, as you say, one here and one here and one here, do not get that kind of attention. So the thing that we're wanting to impart to you is that it is not that it is a bigger event than is normal upon your planet. It is that it is focalized in a way that more are using it as their reason to not allow source energy to flow. But, you know, it does not matter what excuse you are using as your reason to not allow source energy to flow. The effect of it is the same. And that's what we meant earlier when we said, as a planet, you are no worse off today as a result of using these events as your primary reason to not allow source energy to flow, as you were last week when you were just mad at your neighbor and not allowing source energy to flow, or when you were worried about money or not being able to pay your taxes, or frustrated with your spouse or your children. In other words, it does not matter what excuse you're using to not allow your energy to flow. You're not allowing your energy to flow, so you're thwarting your well-being to that degree. And we give you this information because we are wanting to soothe you from the shock of it. We're wanting to help you to understand that well-being truly does abound. So many emails came in to Jerry and Esther's office during that day and the days that followed that it crashed the server. And once it was restored, Esther asked us if we would offer some words that could be put on the website that were appropriate or soothing in nature. And so we essentially said what we are saying to you here, that well-being predominates and that you cannot watch the television and reconnect with source energy. And then more responses began to flood in response to that. And some who were close to it were offended by our statement of well-being because they are standing in the midst, in some cases a few blocks from where the towers came down, and it felt insensitive to them for Abraham to express well-being when they stand in a place where, hard as they try, they cannot see much well-being from their vantage place. And what we are saying to you is that we agree, we do have an enormous advantage in that we can step back far enough to see the whole planet all at once. And in doing so, we want to offer to you our acknowledgement that your whole planet is predominantly one of well-being. And that while so many people are saying everything has changed, what we are wanting to say to you is nothing has changed. If you want to look for change, we would say more are asking, so more source energy is coming forth. If you are saying, but more are resistant, we are saying they are not more resistant, they're just resistant about different things. The balance still exists. The eternal nature of your time-space reality will continue. Your life experiences need not be worse as a result of this. In other words, it really is an individual decision about what you say yes to and what you say no to, about how much energy you allow to flow or about how much energy you don't allow to flow. And to exaggerate what you're bringing forth in a very wonderful way, in a very strong way here, we would say to you, it comes back around to what we've been talking about already here today, where many of our physical friends really need conditions to be better in order for themselves to feel better. And we say, if you need people to stop dying in order to feel better, then you're going to have a lot of trouble feeling good. Even if you say, I need people to not die so many in one place at one time, you're not ever going to be able to feel good. You have to reach the place where you acknowledge that there are all kinds of things that are happening. The thing that we want to really find a way of expressing to you so that you can really feel it. We want you to feel the wholeness of who you are. We want you to feel the intelligence that you are and the God source that you are and the purpose with which you decided to come forth into this time-space reality. And then we say to you, when you reach for those feelings, and sometimes you get it during meditation, sometimes you get it during appreciation, sometimes you get it in a rampage of love, but when you connect with that feeling of who you really are and get just a whiff of the wholeness of who you are, then we would ask you to try from that reference place to imagine, even for a moment, that God source, or even you from your source energy perspective, would ever set yourself up for the horrors of what you have come to believe death is.
To learn more about Abraham, visit hayhouse.com to find the books, The Law of Attraction, and Ask and It Is Given by Jerry and Esther Hicks. You may also visit their website at abraham-hicks.com. Join us again next time for another hour of Ask and It Is Given